Hello and welcome to the Silver King's War. I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of this podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. This is the introduction to the second of four plays. This play is entitled Marauder Men. This play, Marauder Men, the second of a World War II podcast series, is about a young man, Stanley Silverfield, who joins the United States Army Air Corps to serve his country as an aviator. During the course of Stanley's Air Corps career, he will meet Glenn Martin, who built the B-26 Martin Marauder in Middle River, Maryland. And this meeting will change the course of Stanley's life. Born on April 23, 1923, to Milton and Sarah Bell Silverfield in Birmingham, Alabama, Stanley was a freshman at the University of Illinois when the country declared war against the Axis powers on December 8, 1941. As the draft loomed, Stanley finished the school year and joined the enlisted Reserve Corps in June of 42. And then he rode a troop train from Birmingham to Nashville, Tennessee, on January 10, 1943. Thompson Lake, Tennessee, was headquarters for the Army Air Force Classification Center. Air cadet candidates were tested over an intense week to determine their next training stop. Stanley, a hopeful flyer, was posted to pilot school at Maxwell Field in Montgomery, Alabama, in 8 days. His rise began over 3 weeks of living with 38 men around two coal stoves. It was a shock, but the guys and food were good. He's 6 feet, 160 pounds, with 20/20 vision. His goal, to become an American aviator. 90 days later, on April 28, 1943, Stanley washed out of pilot school in Lakeland, Florida. His rating, flying deficiency. And 9 months after that desperate day, on January 15th of 1944, he graduated from bomber school in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Second Lieutenant, Stanley Lester Silverfield, Bombardier Navigator, Army of the United States. On November 5th, 1944, Stanley saw Germany for the first time. He rode in the nose of a B-26, the Martin Marauder. He dropped death so others might live. This is Marauder Men.